I would write Sachiko's story. In 2010, I tracked down Sachiko's address in Nagasaki and sent her a letter translated into Japanese. We need your story in America. Several weeks later, I received word from Sachiko. She would accept my proposal with one condition. She would tell her story only if she could look into my eyes. Karen Stelson. Home in Nagasaki, August 1945. 6-year-old Sachiko sat on a worn, woven tatami mat and stared at the boiled egg in the middle of the low table. So did her 14-year-old brother, Aki, her 12-year-old brother, Ichiro, and her 4-year-old sister, Misa. The hen had finally laid an egg. Sachiko's stomach growled. Mother bounced 2-year-old Toshi on her lap and moved the egg closer to him. Toshi clapped his hands. The egg was his. The egg, when there was one, was always his. Toshi was the youngest. Sachiko glanced at the egg and then smiled at her little